Good luck and chasing dreams on KFM Lunch. It is 8 minutes to two. And thank you so much for the voice notes that have come through about when I mentioned, you know, when if you're fortunate enough to have medical aid and you have a kind of medical aid that also has the medical aid savings portion of it all, and then, you know, that you use that for GP visits and going to the pharmacy, et cetera, and then in most cases, especially if you have kids, by the middle of the year, before the end of the year, your savings, it's up and there's nothing really that you can do about it. And after that, if you still need to go through GP visits and all of that and pharmacy, then you need to pay for it out of your own pocket. And here are just some of the voice notes that have come through.
Ebi, I know how you feel, but it's like car insurance. You pay it sometimes, you don't crash the car for 3 to 4 years, but you have it in case.
Yeah.
Same with the medical aid. You have it just in case something happens, something major. So, because you don't want to go to a state hospital.
Yeah, I understand that, you know. And then Wesley also sent a voice note with a very level-headed approach on how to think about it all.
How's it, Ebi? So, with regards to the whole MSA and, you know, having no savings left by halfway through the year, I think that spending money out of your pocket, even if it's 5,000 Rand for the year, is completely worth it for them to cover hundreds of thousands of rands worth of expenses in hospital. So remember, they call it medical aid, but it's actually medical insurance. And having an MSA and doctor visits and all that stuff covered through that, even specialist visits, is just a benefit of the medical insurance. It's just unfortunately the way it is. So medical aid, I see it as cover for me when I'm in a hospital environment, whether it's either procedure or emergency.
Yeah, I understand that, but I guess what I'm getting at is just the rigidity of it all. Because, like, once you run out of savings, now you're thinking, you know what, maybe I should pay more and get a bigger savings portion. But then you can only do that the following year because, you know, with certain medical aids, you can't, like, chop and change plans in the middle of the year, if you know what I mean.
Hi, Ebi. Yeah, our savings is also depleted completely. It was a rough year. My savings was depleted before the end of the year since my first son was born, which is 8 years now, turning 9 in January. So for the last 8 years, our savings is not enough for...
Yeah, you see what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. It's just like the rigidity of it all. But thank you so much for your voice notes. I really do appreciate it. On the way next, we'll play Billboard Bingo.